What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that knows if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Tony, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well. And you?
I do well.
Good to hear it.
Now, Tony, I've been going through some of your old comedy videos there recently. And I found them very amusing.
Thank you very much.
Particularly the ones where you pretend to be your friend's mom. They're very funny. Yeah.
Thank you so much. First of all, I really appreciate that. So that would be my brother Tony there. And that's another guy.
It's a different guy. And does he have a shaved head, a really tight haircut as well?
He doesn't, but let me just come back to that. All right.
Who would have thought it? Two Cantwells mistaken on different podcasts in the space of a week.
That was so funny.
I had to bring it up because literally everybody I know has asked me, was it real? Was that Tony being invited on the...
Tony was on an RTE football podcast called Up All Night. And I guess, I don't know if they booked the wrong Cantwell or if it was just this one guy got his facts wrong, but...
Were you saying to me... They had reached out to you?
Yeah, and I said no. We discussed this and I said no. Even more big time by me. It was beneath me. I actually, when I seen the thing, I was like, oh, it actually looks quite cool. Like, I like the set. But the problem was that it's like, now we shoot in Cork at 5 a.m. I was like, oh, well, no then. And I think Tony was in Cork anyway. With his fam, so he hopped on, but oh man,
great
so
TV! Content.
I mean, I was even saying to him, I was like, I'm both sorry and glad that that happened, and he was like,
glad and sorry
faces,
yes,
Terry. Yeah. I think to be honest, he was kind of happy it happened too because he said there wasn't really much to talk about apart from that, so it gave us something to laugh at.
I thought it was very funny. He's like, thank you so much. Yeah, no, that's not me.
Like, Tony,
see the wheels turning.
He's like, you've managed to blend the world of comedy and football. He's like, mm-hmm. It was like, I knew he knew already at this stage. Yeah. Like, for example, the overlap sketch is like, so that
the
is
devastating so, effect.
He's like, thank you so much. Really appreciate that. So, and I tell you, what makes it so funny is just how straight he played it.
Yeah.
Because I feel I would have been like, what? That's not me. You know, and I would, but Tony is just such a pro that he was just like, thank you very much. So that's not me, but.
Makes me want to go and watch the rest of it to see if it's also awkward.
He kind of tried to give a thing of like, that's an inside joke that we have here because
the guys that
Andy Townsend, there's a picture of Andy Townsend, and it's actually his brother Randy Townsend. It was something, it was a real like...
You could tell they were floundering, it was like, does he have tips in his hair?
Research,
lads.
I'm so sorry about that.
Even at this level, down in the muck here, we do our research when we have a guest on.
But it was actually great because I pretty much didn't need to go on to get my name out there even more. It was just like, I didn't have to worry about, like, oh, how did I come across on that? I was like, nope. Just,
great by comparison.
Yeah, great. Yeah. So, hey, that's showbiz, eh?
Yeah. Speaking of the World Cup, have you been enjoying it?
Yes, I have very much. It's actually been very good, hasn't it?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's always good. And I was saying to a friend, we were watching Germany Ivory Coast in the pub the other week, and it was like, I was like, you know, it's actually really quite refreshing to have the different styles of football, you know, like in terms of, it's not all just like homogenized European football, you know.
I do notice
America, you're seeing the African style. And I know Bastian Schweinsteiger.
Yeah, he had some stuff to say.
I don't think he put it as diplomatically as I did. But
no.
We're talking the same stuff.
I seen they try to get Klopp on it. He was like...
Yeah. No.
And you are German. Wow.
But I think it's been really good.
It's incredibly refreshing.
Yeah.
I'd be honest to see non-Premier League football, to be honest with you. And it's only that I see other like the Champions League final or, you know, Arsenal aside, but even just watching the latter stages of the Champions League and the World Cup, I'm like, oh yeah, like football is good. It's just the Premier League style has me, and I don't know if, that, if it's that combined with Liverpool being shit this year, but like, really, it was just like, well, oh, this is a bad product.
International level, it's weird, it's like the best product, but also it's like tacticked to death.
But also, I normally instinctively think of international football as being like not as entertaining because as club football.
This is what I'm saying, because
they're all in sync.
We're watching the fucking Euros all the time and the European qualifiers, and it's the same teams and it's the same styles.
England versus Andorra, by any chance?
Denmark. Oh, I've seen Denmark play their very steady, boring style for fucking I don't know how many years. Every time Ireland are drawn against Denmark, I want to shoot myself.
But my only issue with it is the times, really, because...
You're missing out on the third game every time.
Yeah, and I've seen a TikTok edit where it's like any game that takes place after 1 a.m. and it's just like bicycle kicks and the goal's on fire. It's like, I woke up the other day and I'm like, oh, Germany and Netherlands were playing. How did they get on? It's like, oh, Germany out on penalties. And then I scroll down, Netherlands out on penalties. I was like, fucking hell.
I stayed up to watch the Germany game because it wasn't up to much. And I was like... I go to bed. I was kind of finishing up. I watched the last 15 minutes.
So, kick off at 1 a.m.?
No, that was like 11, half 9 or whatever. Like.
Oh, okay.
And then it was like, it's penos now. I'll just go upstairs and I was a stack of clothes to put away. It's like 12 o'clock. And I'm like, I'm just sitting in the spare room watching it on my phone, not waking. And then it was like half 12 after like Germany went out. And got into bed. Like, oh, I'm buzzing.
But I said.
I can't sleep because of penalties. Like,
But I seen a thing of like a few of the German players didn't want to take one, so that's why Ta took one.
I think it was a bunch of young lads, and then like Goretzka, who's like vice captain, or you know, he's like the senior guy. He's like no, like, and it was, I think it was Kimmich. He was like asking him to take a penalty.
He was saying no,
and then it was like, all right, the guy who's never taken it. It's always the way. The guy's like, I'll do it, but I've never taken one before.
I respect anyone for stepping up to take it, especially for your country, like, you know. But I had a question, right? Because I've like noticed that there's was a one or two keeper saves for a penalty where he had a new system of like, instead of just diving from the center, he kind of like shimmies crab style to get to one side and knocks it with his hand, you know. Who was
there? There was two keepers. There was the Paraguay keeper who was kind of doing the you know, left and right, and he saved like three penos.
Yeah.
And then there was the Moroccan keeper.
Yeah.
Who his one was like, he was always moving early.
Yeah.
And then it was the last peno that he saved, and it was a good peno by your man Somerville. But he just didn't dive. He just moved over, stayed standing, and then he was like, bonk.
I loved it.
And I was like, I don't think he can do that.
Of course he can.
He's supposed to dive. Like, he's like, no, I'm just going to stay upright.
But this sparked something in me, because this is going to sound very ignorant of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have long maintained that I think, unless it's like, it's gone right in the corner and I have to jump to get
you
it.
You would not take a penalty. You would not save it.
No, I wouldn't. But keepers, professional keepers, I'm like, I feel like 70% of their dives are unnecessary. You know, like if a ball comes straight at you, the way they'll palm it, but they'll like fall in the back. Like, why can't you just palm it up? You know what I mean? Why did it?
Are you mad?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
No, but because
you sound like the fucking guy of like, is it Barstool Sports or whatever?
I don't know.
Your man Dave Portnoy, is he the owner of Barstool Sports? And he's like, I think you could put me in World Cup
certainly,
team.
Certainly,
and I'd score a few goals like a guy who can barely move.
No, not at all. But I just think with certain keepers, I'm like, there's so many times where I look, I'm like, if he didn't do a theatrical dive there, because there's a lot of time where I'm like, he's not off balance there. He's hit it, but it's more of a...
But you, in order to get the power in the wrist, you got to
be off your feet.
Legs.
Can't you just land back on your feet?
Obviously not, like, because there's like hundreds of keepers around the world doing this. I think they would not throw their bodies on the ground if they didn't have to.
Yeah.
It's like weight training, okay?
Okay, here we go.
If you're doing a deadlift or a squat or whatever, it's through your legs.
Yeah.
So like, to get the power
you
in
certainly
your arm,
need to use your legs to get the jump.
Yeah.
But like, I think, don't know, I just feel like...
It's physics, Andy.
I see so much, I get it for a lot of saves, but I feel like there's...
You said 70%.
Yeah, maybe that's a bit generous, but a lot of saves.
Maybe 15%.
Where I'm like, you could, if you'd have stayed on your feet there, you'd have been way more geared up for the rebound there.
Bad take.
I don't know. I disagree. I'm just saying. And when I seen this penalty, I'm like, yes, you see, there's other ways of doing it.
Yeah, but that's a big gamble. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but like you kind of win if it's penalty, isn't it? Like,
well, it's win lose if you
because just, now you're if you just now roll. I have the whole left side up and down that I can save. Not like I better hope it doesn't go.
If he just rolls down the middle, you look like a fucking idiot. You look like Onana.
I think you'd still get there though.
No,
you know what I mean?
No,
that keeper who
Bono.
I think he'd have got it.
I don't. If he'd have gone down the middle, no chance. Because he was already gone. Then he was like, oh wait.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Who do you want to win the whole thing?
I did want Japan, but they're unceremoniously
my boys. My boys.
Brazil. I just wish it wasn't Martinelli, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it was like, not him. Like, he's offside. He's offside. And then it's like, nope, not even close.
The lighter was big Cass.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking, oh, it's his year,
you
can't man.
Teach that. Do you know what?
Don Carlo just...
I have a weird thing now with Argentina that part of me kind of wants them to win it again because I want Messi to win it again. Yet, like...
Rub it in that snot boy's face.
Yeah, kind of. Like, I love that he scored 6 goals already at the time of recording. Mm-hmm. And but I'm torn because I think the rest of the Argentinian team are a bunch of cunts.
I mean, Argentina are historically pricks.
And Messi's probably a prick as well, but he's just so good that that's the story, is how good he is.
Yeah.
Whereas they don't have the raw talent. Whereas I feel like they're all pricks on that team. So I'm kind of like, I'd be happy for him. Even McAllister, I would pass him as a prick. Yeah. But like, he's my prick.
Same with the butcher, you know? Martinez. Yeah. He's my prick.
You know what I mean? So
Martina, the fucking keeper, like the biggest prick of them all. Like.
Mm. How about you? Who do you want to win?
Brazil.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
You just want to see the winners win?
I mean, they haven't won a World Cup in 24 years, Andy.
Yeah, but I mean, they're seen as the winners. You know what I mean?
Like, since when? Like,
they're good at football. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, it's about time they start doing it, you know?
When was the last time they won? 2002 or something?
Yeah, 24 years.
Wow.
Turned to dust.
Wow.
Wow.
I hope they don't win, actually.
Yeah, I know. That was enough to make me end the podcast last time. We were like... They're bad winners. Like,
they are bad
winners. What have you got to back that up? Nothing really. I'm like, all right.
All right.
that's good it take. For me. That's enough. Do you want to do a bit of football goss?
Yeah.
Before like transfer.
Transfer
news?
Goss. So. Yeah.
No Diamande.
Enjoy
them, old man.
Dead
he
to
won't
me.
Won't be your last.
Dead to me.
I'm glad he got knocked out of the World Cup.
Do you know what? Yeah, me too. Looking at him, I could, like, honestly, when I think of Paris and I think of Liverpool, he definitely looks more like
Paris.
A PSG player.
Where are they going to fit him though? Like,
yeah, they don't care. They'll just break him out for the knockouts. I mean,
I think Dembele played 9 times in the league or something last
year. You know
what I mean?
Like, they're insanely good.
Yeah.
But we completed the signing of Jeremy Jacquet today.
60 mil?
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. Don't know anything about him, to be honest, but I'm very excited.
I heard he's hot shit.
But yeah.
And you got that other little guy, the winger that nobody knows about or anything like that. Nunes, what's his name?
Oh.
You did a whole video on him.
Munoz. Oh, of course, yes. You just need to forget about that. Yeah. So, you know, I'm happy with that at the minute. Yeah. I feel like they're 2 good signings. I feel like that's a very Iraola signing.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish. So I feel like he's had a hand in it. But yeah, so
do
far...
Do you think you'll get anybody from Bournemouth?
Maybe. I don't know who I'd want. But I'd take a lot of the first 11, to be honest, as a squad player.
Looking at your squad, if I was him, I'd see if I could get Jimenez, the right full, who's quite good.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah, the right back position is a bit of a issue for us. Although I fucking love Conor Bradley, I just wish he'd stay fit. I think he's fucking class.
I don't know. That's a very nasty injury he has.
Yeah.
It's a long way back. And I think, like...
How about you, Muggs?
Didn't pay the money for Fernandes.
He's gone to fucking...
85 million.
Spurs?
Yeah. And they bid 90 million for Tonali today. Sorry?
They're back?
Finished 17th in the league.
Are they...
No, Terry, they're not.
Are they back? Robertson?
They're Spurs. Yeah.
Andy Robertson as well?
Finished Andy Robertson. Like, he was...
I didn't see.
He's not even finished. He's finished.
I didn't... I don't know what that means.
It's what the young folks say.
I thought it was just the P was for pens.
Pens?
Like Pessy. Penaldo.
No.
I thought they
finished,
just...
Finished is like... Wah, wah.
Like finished.
Yeah, finished.
F is not good enough consonant.
You got to go further down the alphabet, down to P.
I didn't see any of Scotland's last two games. But I have to say, Yeah, but like, of course they were. Like, I feel like this is very harsh. Like, Scotland, what a ridiculous World Cup they've had. Like, they're not expecting to beat Brazil.
No, but you got to do
they
more.
They gave them two goals. Yeah. I saw that. But
you got to do more in the first game. Was it Haiti?
Yeah, they won that, though. Well, 1-0, win by more.
They didn't have a shot on target after they scored a goal.
Mm.
Like, you know.
I guess they have better players now.
But like, they got, in fairness, they got a bit of a bum deal with that group where it was like Brazil, Morocco, Scotland. And like, then you look at other teams.
Yeah.
It's like.
England's group, for one.
Nah, I mean, Ghana are a tough team. Croatia and...
I have Ghana in the
sweepstakes. Who was it? Did they get...
Panama,
yeah. So like, there's teams like that where it's like, you know, teams you've never heard, like Curaçao, you know, you're like, how do these three teams that are probably ranked in the top 25 in the world all end up in the one group?
Yeah,
like, Brazil
are
sixth and Morocco are eighth. How are they in the same group?
Yeah, you know, true, like, yeah.
Where's the logic in that?
I just assume that there's shenanigans.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, like, I mean? You know, I would not be surprised if USA go deep thanks to South Korea-esque, you know, rulings against them or for them.
Oh, like when South Korea got everything.
Like they got
them.
To the semi-final and it's like, well, they lost.
Canada are true.
They lost to Brazil. It's like, we couldn't even, you can't, there's no way to fix the books on this one. Like, Canada, yeah, they got, but it was a last minute goal. Like, you know,
Do you know, I have to say,
as well, like,
I have to say in a weird way, I always root for the US in football. Even though, like,
they're evil now.
I don't really like the country. Listeners from that country excluded. Like, for example, like, not to, like, we get, just take a slight pin in the World Cup chat for 1 second. I finally watched that UFC Freedom 250. I know we talked about it last week.
You watched the whole thing?
I'm about halfway through. It's mental.
Yeah.
It's fucking mental. They're walking out of the White House with like veterans beside them. And it's like Trump's there. Dana White and Trump walked out of the White House. It was like a 5 minute walk. And the camera's just like.
What
like
were they playing?
I don't know. Some like fucking presidential.
They didn't license.
No. And they have a big band there who are playing the fighters' theme tunes. On the big band. Doesn't quite work. And I was watching it with Kerry yesterday. And I'm like. Again, sorry to any Americans, specifically Rob listening. But I was like, they look like us, but they're fucking mental, aren't they? Aren't they?
But like that is your concentrated dose of like right wing America.
Yeah, that as well. But you know, the whole like just general, like, you know, like the big fucking like, hi, how's it going? You know, where it's like, it seems very fake. There seems like there's a lot of fakeness.
Yeah, but
in
like,
how they, you know.
Again.
Such a generalization I've made there.
Yeah, completely.
But like, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Rob, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. For United, they're talking about going for Scott off Bournemouth, which I wouldn't be opposed to. Although I'm not sure he's the type of midfielder we really need. He's very good. And he was very good for Bournemouth last year.
Squad player.
You need squad players though, like, you know, you need good squad players, you know, and like, and look at Arsenal, like every, they had,
I don't want it.
No, but like they had 20 players who are like, geez, he's out, but they've got another ready-made, they spent the money, you know what I mean? And that's what you have to do.
They had a good squad.
I think United back in 08 or whatever, and it was like, that squad was like, you take five of your best out and you could plop in five and we were still
like you could have your 11 subs that would give most they still finish
at one time in that team for our strike force. It was like Ronaldo, Berbatov, Rooney, Tevez, like, and it's like three into four, so like Tevez isn't playing, he scored 50 goals last year or whatever it was, like, you know, like something ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know, and then you still have like Carrick, Scholes, like just sitting mental, there behind, right? Like, and it's just
fucking mental.
But you got to do it that way. You got to build it up.
Yeah.
The same reason why Pep was so successful. They built on that team.
Yeah.
The years where like they were short, he struggled.
You know,
you had Clichy and Sagna playing fullback his first season, and he was like, right, I need two right fulls that cost 55 million each, please.
Yeah.
And that was before everybody cost 50 million. Like,
yeah,
you know?
And people have been like, they're not even playing.
It's like, brought in Walker for 50, and I think he brought in your man Mendy for like 45 or 50 or whatever. Like, you know.
I wonder what he's going to be doing. Is he retired now?
I think he's playing in France.
No, I mean, Pep, is he...
No, I don't. I could see him managing Qatar or whatever. He's he's ties.
He goes where the money is, eh?
Well, he finished up his career in Qatar, and he was like an ambassador for him. Like, so I could see. And I know Xavi was over there before he was managing. They have a whole thing going on there.
Money laundering business going on there.
Probably, yeah.
So I got lawn. I got a new lawn in the back garden. And
is it real grass or is it...
It's real grass.
It's rolled though, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's, you know, it's just more that I feel I've reached the point where like I'm out the back garden, hands on hips, admiring my lawn. And I'm like, where I wouldn't have given a shit before. I'm like, that is a good lawn. Mm-hmm. Or like the dog went on. I'm like, get off, it's just been laid. And I was like, oh, I hear it in myself. But like the guys that I got to do it, they did the patio area or whatever like that, and like they're really good, but your man texts all the time. He's and like
Connie
or Con. And he was just every 2 minutes with questions, so I had to get a little short with him the day before.
Just do
fuck
it.
Off. Where like he texts me at like Saturday at 10 at night about something, asking like, oh, could you give the grass another cut there just so it's nice and short for
So he's a combination of the guy building the cabinet, Conrad from Seinfeld, and Brad Garrett, the mechanic.
Yeah.
You just make sure that lawn is tucked in nicely, huh? you don't try, you do it, Andy.
You know you had sand mixed in with the soil, you barely know the ground. So it was like that.
Keep it nice and close. And I'll try. You don't try. You do it.
So it was kind of like, you know, like I don't want this guy thinking of me at 10 p.m. on a Saturday night. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. Get a life, man.
I don't want that.
Sorry,
and then,
I hope you're not listening.
He's definitely not. And then it was, kind of like, oh, can you take another picture tonight? This was the day before, and I was like, yeah. And then he was like, did you cut the grass? Do you have a picture? I was like, no, Mike. And then it was just that. And I was like, and then I replied later on. And I was just like, you know, where like that's me being livid. But still, and then he texted that morning and was like, what's the weather like? I was like, don't fucking start. But
listen to me, you piece of shit.
But to be fair, they were absolutely fantastic. And there was four dudes.
Looks good, man.
They came in, they were done by 1 o'clock. They were starting at 9, they were done by 1.
I would like that.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that.
Well, see, I gave you a lend of my lawnmower. You broke it. So I just nip that in the bud now.
You gave it to me, like, I was making some weird noises. And I started up and I was like, I didn't even push it. And I was like, my hands are like, what? It's like, Andy, I don't know how you used it. Like, I was like, I'm not going. And then I was like, I turned that off and like,
we'll cut your ground up to bits.
I was like, maybe I'll try again. It's like, whatever the noise I sent you, I was like, it's not making the lawnmower.
No,
set.
That was
it's
me.
Just like, it just smells like burning now.
That was me. Yeah. But I do you know what? I'm going to be getting it burning as well. Yeah. Jesus. I am going to be getting another one. And Kerry specifically said, you can tell Terry that he can borrow our lawnmower for as long as he needs to. For the rest of his life, he can borrow our lawnmower.
Why?
Just because I said that you had said like, oh, like Terry said, I'll get a lawnmower and then you can borrow that one.
Yeah.
And he's like, and she's like, well, tell him he doesn't need it.
Now I want to get my own one because...
Again, it's the dadness of it all.
Like I only cut the grass and I was like, I'm going to have to ask Andy for the lawnmower again. And I was like, just go and buy one. But we've no shed out the back. And then I was like, getting into the dad thing, because we've done a bit on the garden. We've done like a little planting, you know, for herbs, and we're going to put a bit of gravel in and stuff. But I was like, I've nowhere to keep the lawnmower. Can't keep it in the house because the kids will do me all over it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, let's ride the lawnmower.
What's this blade?
Get off that. You're going to get the grass. Ah! I looked up this like, you know, I got my box, my all-weather box.
Yes.
Promptly broke during a storm. That's fine. It was a kind of cheapo one.
Yeah.
But then I was looking up these kind of standing, not like sheds, but it's like, you know, something you would keep like bags of coal in.
This
or
is proper dad talk.
Bird feed or something like that. Whereas, like, if I had a big, like, sack of bird feed, it would fit in here.
Would you have a big sack of bird feed?
No, but, like, you know.
You know, you're inviting them to their death now that you have a cat if you attract birds into your garden. Cats licking their lips. Both of them. Two cats, right?
Yeah, two cats in the air. One of them can't go out yet. He's teeny.
Yeah, he is. Beautiful.
But I tell you, he's a little shit in terms of taking a shit. We were like, in the
leave
spirit.
Him. He's fine.
That is me. Like, he literally pissed on our bed yesterday or the day before, and I was like, Faye, has Dandelion been up in the bedroom today?
Dandelion.
We didn't change the name. We've got it. And I was like,
Dandy.
Yeah. It's like, has he been up in the bed? And she was like, yeah, just gone up there. I'm like, he's after pissing, I think. I was like, I'm doing the bedtimes. Can you come up and have a look at this? And she's like, the little fucking shit.
Southern dandy.
Yeah, it's the Southern dandy. Yeah, but I'm like, I'm buying a lawnmower and I'm buying one of those boxes that I can keep these.
You should.
It's not, comes out, it's like a stack, about my height.
Yeah.
Comes out a little bit. And I
so you could stand in it.
Yeah,
I could. If you want to hide from them.
Exactly.
Watching
Man United Arsenal, like,
But I could really see the appeal of having like a human sized kind of narrow rectangle in the garden where I just get in there and I just close it and I'm just, no one knows I'm here. Terry, where are you? I need help. Try and find me.
They made a whole movie about this.
Really?
Starring Bryan Cranston, where
he hid in a box?
He hid in a shed. He hid out his shed, just like left his family, and he's just like looking at them from the shed, like that behind all this.
I tell you, it would not like, take much for me to turn into that.
I was like, it's the movie that like he abandons his family and then is just like a voyeur.
Yeah.
Like, yes. That is, I think it's called like Wakefield. Never seen it, but I was
that's
like,
a weird
this
one.
Like post Breaking Bad, like cachet. What are you going to do, Brian? Like,
yeah.
Gonna make this weird movie, Terry.
Oh, yes, it's terrible. But, I feel like I'd love that sort of thing.
Speaking of movies, I've been to the cinema. Did you go see Toy Story 5?
Joni and Kerry.
Ooh!
Went to see it.
I tell you, and as a fellow girl dad,
yeah,
you missed out, my friend, because it's all about the girls. You know, I cried.
Was it good?
I cried, yes.
Well, that's a given, but...
I cried... a couple of times. Four or five.
How old is...
Bonnie is 8 in it.
And how old is your Bonnie?
She's 6. But they're very similar children. Like, and it's all about imaginary play, which my child does quite a bit, and how none of the girls her age actually do that anymore. They're all on their tablets, and then she gets given a tablet, and it's the push and pull, but it's about making friends. And like, you know, there's a lot of that stuff in it where it's like tough stuff.
Yeah, it's right on the surface already.
Like, there's a bit in it where there's this other girl who, her name is Blaze, and she's like, her friend is coming. she's cool. She has horses. But like her friend is supposed to be coming. She's like, oh, are you on the way? Like on the chat on the text. Like, oh God, LOL, I forgot. See you later or something like that. And she's looking at the tablet, like absolutely devastated. And I was like, oh my God, is this what it's going to be? Is this what I'm in for? Like, you know, at least now you're controlling the play dates and you have that element of it.
Yeah. I kind of find...
Funny. It's a wonky movie. If I was to rank them,
I was... Because I asked them to rank it and they couldn't remember what the previous three were. I was like, fuck, who am I talking to here?
Previous four.
Like, it all blends. Yeah, I know. Well, we knew the fourth, but...
Fourth? They didn't know 1 to 3?
They knew what happened in the fourth, but the 1 to 3 they hadn't seen in a while. Which, I mean, I was just as livid as you. I was like, one is one. 2 is when they're fucking...
They blew up their chicken man.
And then 3 is the best one, you know.
Yeah. I can't get my kids to watch Treat Me because they're afraid.
Of what?
Lotso. They don't even think about the Mount Doom sequence at the end.
Wow.
It's more like, oh, they don't like Lotso. I'm like, he's just a bear. Yeah. Whatever. I'm like, because Gus is in creche. I'm like, they're in a creche in it, Gus.
Huh?
You want to watch it? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, great. And it's like, so we put on Toy Story 3. No!
So tell me now your ranking of the five Toy Story
1,
movies.
1, 3, 2, 5, 4.
And how is there a big jump down between 2 and 5?
Yes.
So 4 and 5 are,
they're the vestigial tales of...
It's like Home Alone 3.
No, not that bad. Not that okay. bad. But it is like, what's a better franchise comparison? Might be like the lower, like Mission Impossible 2, you know...
Like where it's like not the same level.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's, you know, there's levels.
And what is it? What is it about it that's not as good? Not as funny? Not as... Not it's as just, good a story.
The kind of story was wrapped up, I thought, like after three, you know, and three absolutely devastates me every time.
Three is a phenomenal movie.
The bit where
guaranteed to cry at the end where he's given her his
that's the word.
Forget about it.
Like I thought, oh Jesus, the bit when they're like all accepting that they're gonna die in, you know, the trash compactor.
Yeah.
Like what are we gonna do? And they just like take each other's hands, I'm like, oh my god.
Goosebumps. Goosebumps.
And then when Andy is like giving the toys away, I'm like,
and she waves Woody, yeah. and he's like, "Bye." What does he say? "Bye, Woody," or "Bye, Buddy," or something like that. And I was like, "Oh,
yeah."
Oh.
We watched four there recently because they wouldn't. I mean, they like two. They like two a lot, and two is very good.
I can see why two. Why two they was like great. Two. Like, there's a lot happening in two, like you know, a lot of different little scene. Yeah.
But here's the core problems I think with 4 and 5 is they sideline the gang too much.
Yeah.
They sideline Ham, Potato, Rex, Mrs. Potato, and I know they're all older actors or whatever.
Yeah.
But even 4,
it's like, very Buzz fragmented.
Buzz is like sidelined in 4 for a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Barely in it.
Yeah. Jesse's barely in 4. Jesse's like the main character in 5. Which is, you know,
yeah,
effective because it is all about the girls and stuff like that. And like
Johnny gave it an 8 out of 10.
I gave it 4 stars.
Okay. So, that tracks.
Yeah. I mean, made me cry. That's why you get the extra stars. another film that made me cry and I gave 4 stars is Jackass.
I'm actually so...
Best and last.
I'm so interested in this because I keep seeing... It's all over my timeline, Jackass clips. And I really... I haven't even seen 4, but I really want to see...
It's on P+. It's on Paramount+. They're all on Paramount Plus now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because like, I really want to see 2 again.
2? I said this to a friend. I probably have a book in me about these Jackass movies. Like, I think, or like, at least a long essay. Like,
what they mean. It's like someone's already pushed back a book. I'll write an essay. I think. But as in like what they mean to you or what point in your life you watch them.
And also the trajectory of the movies, the themes of the movies. Like the first one is like, we're taking the TV show to the big screen and it's going to be bigger than ever.
Yeah.
And it is a huge hit. And then it's like, and Knoxville becomes a movie star.
Yeah.
And he's out of here.
Yeah.
And then years go by and Hollywood doesn't work out for Knoxville. And it's like, well, he's back. And it's like, you thought one was big? Well, two, it, like,
if two you, was
if
mental,
you
wasn't
watch
it?
Two again, some of the stuff Knoxville is doing in it, you're like, he's trying to kill himself.
Is the rocket one?
That is the rocket one.
And when you think of how close he's come to death,
like
genuinely like an inch more here, and
I know, he's dead. I know they're all on drugs and, you know, drinking.
Steve-O
like
especially,
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, in two. But like, he is like, looks like he's trying to like fill a void. That like, okay, couldn't do it over here, but I'm going to make this thing, that my bread and butter is going to be better than ever.
I think there's a quote from him where he said, like, we were all ready to die.
In two, there's the one, the riot test, where it's like the ball bearings, you know, to like disperse.
Yeah.
And it's Dave, it's Bam,
and
it's
Johnny,
and it is Ryan Dunn.
Yeah.
And they're like, they do the test of it. And the fucking noise.
He's like, fuck that.
And Dave Englund's like, I can't, like, I'm having a nervous breakdown here. Yeah. And Knoxville is like, has to like coax them into it.
Yeah.
And he just has like his hand over his face or something.
I know, yeah.
And I have to do it, and it's like superficial injury, but I was like, that could have hit you in the head.
Yeah.
You know, like you could have died.
So many times.
Like the rocket thing.
Flies out the side of it.
I want to maybe come back to talk about specific ones because I think I want to talk about our favorite ones. But this movie, because it's barely a movie.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, because when I seen it, it's like best and last, but it's like half old clips, half new stuff. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
It's kind of like a documentary.
Do they make it work? Like,
they do
make it. Are they talking about the old clips? They're not just showing it?
They talk about it and then they show it. And then
I'd like that.
And then sometimes they just show it. And then you're like, you know, Like they talk, and then they show clips from the show as well. Like they talk about the Brad Pitt one.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like how that came about, and it was like he was actually going to film something else. And they were like, "Why don't we just do this?" But like, but then we had to ring the police to be like, "Any calls you get about Brad Pitt
it's us.
Being abducted, this is for a show." It's and they're like, "Okay." Like that was the only time we had the foresight to do something like that. There is one where they do where he pretends to be a convict,
yeah,
and he goes into a hardware shop. This is like on the TV show,
yeah,
and he's and it said it was never aired. There's a few things that never aired because they were
that
like
they showed in the movie,
yeah,
and right,
because like, MTV were told they can't air it, and it was like this almost got the show shut down. You can see when Tremaine is saying to him,
yeah,
he's like, so we're on hiatus because of this, because like the cops were and the cops are like jumping the curb.
Wow.
Knoxville is like lying on the ground. They're like, why have you got a mic? He's like, because I'm shooting a show, you know, it's this thing. But he's like, not. he's really cool about it. But like, they're like, the whole place, there's like dozens of people out on the sidewalk.
Wow.
It's a big commotion. Like,
wow.
But this, like, you know, they always do like the opening
yeah.
scene, something big or whatever. This one, it got me straight away because it has like Holding Out for a Hero, you know.
Yeah.
And it's nothing too crazy, but then like, When it was like, I'm Johnny Knoxville and welcome to Jackass, I immediately got emotional.
Yeah.
Like, it's the last one, man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you hear him talking about the last one and like his voice is catching. He
cries a lot in it, doesn't he? He said he cries a few times in it.
You can tell it's not like tears, but like he's holding back tears. He's wearing sunglasses a lot and he's holding back tears. And like you can tell like he can't really move that much like anymore. Like he's sore.
He's not allowed to go near bulls anymore.
That, and I like hear him talking about that and he's like,
he gets mad emotional, yeah. but he cries because he can't
but then,
go near bulls anymore.
And they have the clip of like in four, there's a really bad bull one.
Yeah.
And they showed the clip. I think it's an extended piece of four because in four you just see him like getting fucking taken out of it.
Yeah.
And it was like, you see the first take where like he gets pretty bad and they're like, Steve, I was like, what are we doing, man? Like, he's like, why are we watching this? And then they're like, I don't think Knoxville got the one he wanted. And he's like, oh, I hate take two on bulls, man. And like, then he gets fucking like annihilated, yeah. spun around the air and like fucking eats shit.
Yeah.
And like,
where his legs are right up.
He's concussed. Yeah. Like, they take him away. And that was the last, they're kind of saying that was the last one.
The fucking one where they're sitting on the.
Well, I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Like, the Toro Totter.
But, yeah.
Like, but then there's stuff in it, Annie, that I was absolutely pissing myself. Like, the amount of sketches, new sketches, it's probably about 60, 40, you know.
60 new, 40 yeah, old? Okay.
Roughly. Like, but they have a robot giving Steve-O prostate.
Oh, I seen something about that, yeah.
Honestly, it's so funny. Like, I was like, just Steve over here, like, ah.
Like, do you know what? Like,
it's just very, like, that funny. There's like, yeah. Because they're like talking about like colonoscopies and stuff because they're getting older. They do this shit you have to drink before the colonoscopy, and then they're playing Twister.
Oh,
and then
right.
like shit starts coming out right. while they're doing it. Like, disgusting, but very funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff in it.
I do wonder with Steve-O that now that he's clean. Is because like part of me because
a lot of his stuff is butt stuff this time. It's
yeah.
not, it's not like
pain stuff.
Stuff like
because I went to see him at Vicar Street. I remember
all right,
Steve-O
okay.
show and like
was he clean?
No. And but like that's the thing. Like I always wonder now that he's clean. Like
well,
how much of it is he still into it or was it the
you can see it in three. This is the other thesis of three is like we're back together because Steve-O's clean.
Yeah,
and we're all clean. And the levels of fear.
You can see it in
them. You can
yeah,
see
yeah.
it in all of them. That it's like, oh, this isn't as easy.
Yes. yeah, yeah.
This isn't as fun as it used to be. And like, they're just like the one they show again. I think it's from 3D.
Yeah.
When he's in the poop.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The poop supreme or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Like.
Do you know, I have to say for me, like.
What's your favorite one? Let's you know.
Well, I was just going to say before that, like, I think. Something it lost something for me when Bam and Ryan aren't in it. And now, for various reasons, obviously, Ryan died.
Bam is in this one, and it's stuff that they A lot of old stuff, but then like there's stuff that they filmed from 4 that they didn't show.
Right. He seems like I've actually started following him on Instagram because I see him now just skating, and he's just there with his son, and he's skating and seems to be having a good time. And I'm like, great. And I'm like, he's pulling off a trick that he hasn't done in ages. Like, oh my god, like, you know, like real happy about skateboarding again. Like that's great. But like when they weren't in it, like, because particularly when I've looked back at the old ones, I'm like, every time Dunn's on, like. Honestly, like, and I know,
it's
like,
very sad.
Like,
it's
I don't
so
know
sad.
If it's just because he's dead now, but like, he really lights up the screen when he's on. I'm like, oh, great, Dunn's in this one. You know, like that was always my thinking of like, oh, this is going to be good.
There's a bit with Preston, and he is like, oh no, man. It's like, I feel old. I miss Dunn. I'm old and I miss Dunn. And I was like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
So I think that's... But in terms of favourites, you know what? Like, I have to say, and I've seen it a lot on my timeline, one of them would be the High Five.
That's it. That's
and
a
it's
great
good
one.
Fuck, just good, clean.
There's the one where it's bam, and it's like his heels are on a hinge.
It just goes straight back, and I never noticed until this time that his fucking burrito flies into the bin. And it's just like the fact that he just would not be expecting, and the shot they get the first one where it's just like high five, and it's just like. And at first I was like, did he know? But like, no, he didn't. And he's just there, like he's like, dad kicked my fucking
it's
ass.
He's antiqued as well.
Like. Yeah. Yeah, and it's such a simple thing. Or even like the little, like, you know, the sign in the hotel, and they're reading it and they're getting closer. It's like poof. You know, like I don't know why, I just, when they kind of turned towards each other, I'm like, I just love the little dumb ones.
The Dave England one where it's like ring the doorbell and it's the purple or the pink, you know,
airbags.
Like, what was that? I the Toro Totter was on my list, which is like just so like
he's fucking he gets Knoxville in the corner and he's proper like,
but it's like Knoxville and Pontius and Steve-O and Bam, I think, Steve-O and Dunn, and it's like Pontius like gets nicked and he's like hold on like, the other two have gone, he's like, you gotta fucking go, like, you know, you gotta push, he's like, oh, hold on, like, I have the Big Red Rocket is one that always makes me emotional because it is kind of the climax of it.
Yeah.
And like, he almost fucking dies.
Literally, like.
And then
actually amazing that, you know, he didn't die or didn't get more. I mean, I know he got so many injuries and stuff, but like, really, when you think of how much he avoided, like, there's someone smiling on him.
The first clip they show in the new one is like him. Again, it's something that like has never been allowed to be aired. It's the first thing from Jackass was him with a gun and a vest.
The vest, yeah.
Have you seen it?
That was in the show.
Was it?
The stun, the
taser? No, a loaded gun. And it's a bulletproof vest.
In the back garden, was it?
No.
Oh.
It's a loaded gun and a bulletproof vest. And like, he puts phone books underneath him. And he's literally standing there with the pointing the gun to his chest. And it's like, click. And he's like, oh, you got to go all the way around. So he's like, click, click. And they're like, PJ, just come on, man, don't be stupid. Like, he's like, click. I was like, he's shooting himself.
Oh,
like,
my God.
And then he shoots himself, and then like, they're like, quick, get in. Yeah, and then he's like, see, I told you. I'm fine. Look, there's like powder marks on his thing. He's like, I feel fine. But like, they're running because they've shot a gun.
Yeah.
And they don't want anybody to see it. It's like, what the fuck?
So like, no, I was going to say running gun.
I got the bungee cord.
Preston
with Preston
Weeman.
And Weeman.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Preston
good.
Is fucking shitting himself.
Yeah, shaking.
Before they do. Yeah, yeah. Like, the butt chug.
Yeah.
Steve-O. Like, again, a lot of these are from the second movie. I
like
think.
The duck hunting one where.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah,
know, they go flying around.
The electric stool.
Where's the card chair, machine? The card throwing machine.
Where's the fucking card throwing machine, you fuckers?
Yeah.
And Terror Taxi. Which is regarded as maybe their best one ever.
Oh, so good.
With like Aaron and the fucking pube, the beard of pube.
That's the fact that like that's just a little add-on.
Yes, like I was talking to a friend and I was like, because we were talking about like Jay Chandrasekhar, he's like, you're an actor. He's like, come on. And then I was like, and the beard of pubes. He's like, I actually forgot that it was a beard of pubes.
Yeah, like, the whole time.
It's like getting on his tongue and
that
all.
That is
like,
the worst one. Oh,
dude.
I definitely want to see, I want to see the fifth one.
I want to watch two.
Now that I know that they're all on Paramount, I'm going to go back and watch two.
I think they're all there. Like, yeah. But two for me, I think like I've watched it. Probably be in like the top 10 movies I've seen.
Oh,
I've watched it so many times.
Like, yeah.
And it's such a comfort movie for me.
Yeah.
It is.
But also, like, when I think of, like, I, you know, whatever you think of them, but, like, I really liked Bam and got into him as a result of him. And whatever you think of them, they were, like, my main, like, they were, like, I fucking adored them for years. And then, like, I went to a show of theirs.
You were saying
the Viva La Bam crew were there. It wasn't, that one wasn't the best show, but still, I was like, it's very intertwined or with like,
I mean, a big part of our lives.
Like, I kind of tried to get into skateboarding when I was like 16, 17, because they were all skating and it was that kind of culture. I got the CKY videos, which was a lot of skateboarding in as well as stunts and all this. And it was just very like, you know.
It got me into music a lot as well, like because they had used great music on the MTV show.
Yeah.
Because I think licensing was,
because
it was on MTV. But it was like you know, the Clash. Like, they used a lot of Clash.
Yeah,
and like, I was like, oh, you know, you'd be picking out.
Like a lot of punk songs I heard for the first time.
Yeah, on that.
True like, that, like, you know, same with the CKY. Time, there was like, and even know? I even liked the band CKY as a result of, you know, like the like, you know, I wouldn't listen to them now. Actually, I would listen to one of them.
CKY, like, I know you liked that group, and like I did as well. But it was, for me, it was always Knoxville.
Yeah,
Knoxville. Because he was the auteur of everything.
The ringmaster.
Yeah, exactly. And like he was that. Like,
that's basically what it is.
He was the ringmaster. And that's his role now. Like, they have some new guys. There's one guy, Poopies, that's new. I don't like him, really.
But a name like that.
Yeah, but he's like, he'll do anything. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And then even, but there's a clip of him where he's like, like they're doing a bit at the end. And he's like, he's crying. And they're like, what's wrong? He's like, this might be the last time we record. It's like, you're only here, but it's such a big part of your life as well, like, now.
It's funny when you say about, like Poopies, he'll do anything. It's like, when I used to hang out in Temple Bar, there'd always be people like that. Like, I tell you, this guy, he'll do fucking anything. I'm like, sounds. I don't want to meet this guy at all. Yeah, like, or do you ever get when you're younger, people being like, you know, like, I tell you, you sound, now, if he thinks you're a prick, he'll call you a prick. Like, he doesn't care. I'm like, great, can't wait to meet him. Like, you know? Like, that's some sort of like
that time I bigged up my friend Mick Brennan.
Crazy. Every time, like, lovely guy, but like Terry's like, oh, I can't wait till Mick gets here, and then I'm like, all right, Mick, like, Grant. Like,
the thing is,
he's crazy, was, like, all right, Mick,
but it was such unfortunate timing, because you met him just after he got into his first relationship, that like he ended up marrying this woman, having three kids,
lovely
with her,
mild
but
mannered,
like, that's
citizen.
What it was, and it was like, if you met him a year earlier, so this guy was doing fucking mad shit, like.
I want you to tell me if you can. I want you to tell me what this sound is from. Now, I wanted to have more sounds.
Okay. Soundboard, man. Give me a soundboard.
I didn't have.
We could rig it in here and I could press buttons.
Yeah, I'm just going to play it. What's that?
It's from a TV show.
Yeah. Technically. Well, no, not really.
No?
No.
Give me it again?
Play it again?
Yeah.
Play along at home. Hang on.
I know what.
Can I show you?
Give me a clue.
It is... it was before a movie. Not a TV show. More the movie bracket.
It's not the big movie.
No. You know? But doesn't it ring? Doesn't it ring of childhood right there?
I'm like late 80s, early 90s. What is it?
It is the... Walt Disney Home Video.
Wow.
You remember that? And the reason why, so anytime you'd get like a Disney movie, that would be at the start. And like, there is something, I heard that recently for the first time in ages, and I was like, I can't tell you the feeling that that gave me of like pure just like,
My first instinct thought was like, TriStar. And it's like, no, but it's not TriStar. You know, it's one of those
some logo. Sort of production-y
exactly.
Thing.
I
had planned to get like four others and then quiz you. So,
hey, man.
But I was too busy writing a script that didn't make the
writing.
We had a great bit planned.
Use that term loosely.
We had a great bit planned where we were going to do a dramatic reading, mm-hmm. and I came up with something, and Terry didn't like the script, so we didn't do it.
How
about that?
That's not true. I asked Andy a question. Did you write this script?
I said mostly.
Yes.
70% me.
What did you use?
I used AI for the structure.
Get that shit out.
They would
of here.
Never know about widows and 3-hour movies and fucking.
It doesn't matter. I could tell it fucking stunk of AI. It did not stink of AC. Let me tell you that.
Oh, it stunk of AC. All right.
Please.
Yeah. So, but we're going to rework it and workshop it, and we're going to have something else next week.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Something.
Just you do it. Don't get the computer.
I put so much more work into that than the idea that that you suggested of just get a movie.
That's what I originally thought it was going to be. I thought we were just going to do dramatic reading.
Yeah, but then we're just copying the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's, you know.
What if we do Steamed Hams but dramatically?
Sure.
See, the reason for all this is I want to test Terry. I want to see who's the better actor, and I want us to read to do a dramatic scene with each other where we're taking it very seriously.
I don't know why he's so competitive.
Well, just not to be a winner, but I just want to have fun.
Okay, you sent me 90s for Terry.
Yes, it's 90s for Terry. What will he think?
Let me get the name of this bozo.
I'm going to play the song first because I heard it recently and I'm like, oh man, I forgot what a banger this is. And I want to see if Terry feels the same way. So here's the song, here's the banger, and we'll see what Terry thought of it.
So,
do you remember it, first of all?
Yes, once it started playing.
Yeah.
But when I saw Just Another Day, I was like, could this, there's a song, the theme song for the TV show The Shield. It's like Just Another Day. I was like, was that the 90s? And then like, when you start hearing this, soft rock, like.
Huh? What do
and
you
then
think?
I looked up like what year it was. Guess what year it was?
92.
Yeah, so like it may as well be the 80s. You know,
it's
what I mean?
92.
Like, I know, but you know what I mean. Early 90s and late 80s.
Yeah, we discussed the first 2 years of the 90s
like,
are basically
it's
the
like
80s.
The pot is boiling over. Like,
I felt this had a 90s style to
this
it.
This reminded me the beat. Like the music video. I was like, I'd imagine it would be something like that. Harmony, I wanna be with you.
Believe with you.
Like something like that, where it's like blue walls, and you know, it's just a cube, and somebody like,
yeah.
So I really like this song.
Yeah,
I think it is very good. And
it had been a while since you'd heard it.
Yes, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping for.
It elicited the sensations of like, ah, yes.
He doesn't need to go that hard.
No.
Do you know what I mean? For a, not a throwaway pop song, but like, it was a big song.
He's a no-name bozo. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Like, but there's something about, I love the lyrics. I love the lyrics like, I want to find another way. Make it through the day without you. He's giving it to you.
He's Spanish.
Yeah.
All right.
John Secada. There was a version in Spanish and a version in English to appeal to both markets. I must check out the Spanish.
Yeah, I'm looking at his top 10 here, and it's
bound to be that or a remix of that, or you know,
Otro de Mia San Verde.
Ah, sí.
Hangel. And then, yeah, it's pretty much all from that album there.
I think it was a bit of a one hit wonder, but. Man, when I heard this, and I was trying to think, what can I go, what else can I do to make this a segment? And I was like, you know what, I'm trying to send him the song. Yeah. Say, what do you think of the song? That's all I really want to know. And I feel like that to me, I was going to ask you to compare that and like Seal's Kiss From A Rose or something. But I figured Seal's Kiss From A Rose would win. And so I was trying to find, anyway... But, so that's going to be a semi-regular segment in that I will find some bangers, forgotten bangers, and play them for you.
I like it. You know the way Spotify has the algo?
Yeah.
And like the... Sometimes I'll just put on a song that I want to listen to.
See where it takes you.
Yeah. Guess what came up next after that? When I just skipped. Next song up.
Skipped.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and listen to it while recording.
I think it was Seal.
Not Seal.
Oh.
Better than Seal.
Better than Seal?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this?
go.
What was it?
Da da da. Da da da.
Huh?
Da da da. Set adrift on memory bliss.
Hey!
Fuck
it. Yeah!
Hell yeah! We're talking. PM Dawn, man. Woo! Well, what year was that, I wonder? Let's see. 91.
Practically 80s.
Practically 80s. I have good memories of like playing Zelda on my emulator and listening to that. This is when I had, the world was at my fingertips with my laptop. It's like I could have my Napster going. I could be playing Zelda.
They were the days. Because I only recently...
We have way more access to everything now, but it just feels
special. I see, as a quick aside, that PlayStation are doing away with...
Physical
discs as of 2027 or 28?
28.
Which marks the end of humanity as far as I'm concerned.
Not me.
You know, I know you're a physical discman.
Stocking up for my bunker.
Whereas now it's like, well, if the servers go down, you don't have it.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm
You don't have it.
So what am I paying for here? Like,
yeah.
You know?
So I don't like that.
Yeah.
I see... The logic of like games now have, you can't fit 200 gigs on a disc or something, but like, give me the option of games on discs, please. Mm. You know what I mean? So I don't like that.
I don't like a lot of things.
But on that note, we're gonna leave it there. So, because we gotta talk about 28 Days Later over on the Patreon. Sitting here like we're not about to talk about one of the movies of the Danny Boyle franchise.
Yes.
I mean,
one of his 12 movies.
Yes,
maybe.
So if you want to hear that, no problem. All you got to do is check out link in our Instagram bio, or you can just go to patreon.com/whatssogreatabout. Mere $5 a month, you get access to our Danny Boyle miniseries, our Matt Damon miniseries, our MCU miniseries, our Big Willy's Flops miniseries, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies, our Ryan Gosling, fucking movies of Tony Scott, heist movies of 2007,
missing one,
90s action movies. I mean, and how about this? You'll be in prime position for Andy's picks.
I'm excited.
So I've two out of the four banked, yeah. Possible three. I put some thought into it.
Okay, good.
So that's all.
You don't need to do four. You can do three. If, you know.
Okay. Well, I'll see. Yeah.
If you got three, do three. Like I've kind of pared it down to three now. I think is a good.
Yeah, three is a good number.
Yeah.
It's a magic four number. Is too many. Yeah. So if you want that, do that. Plus, you get early access to these episodes as well, and two bonus episodes a month.
Yes.
I mean, we're losing money.
Yeah. Now, Andy.
Yeah?
You mentioned that four is too many.
Yeah, sure.
I would argue that four is not enough. Because if you can't afford the €5 a month, you can do me one more better and give me a 5-star review. Not a 4-star, a 5-star review.
Yes. Yeah.
Really helps grow the podcast.
We think.
Get it out there. Yeah, hopefully. And yeah, you can tell a friend, tag a friend, do all the good social media, share the stories, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, rate, review, subscribe.
Even if you do
check,
mind.
Checkity box.
Even if the...
Check.
Okay. Well, I think that's where we'll leave it. to be honest, I don't know where to go from that noise that Terry made.
Check.
Yeah, check. So we'll see you next week and have a...
Andy will have hand.
Fuck it anyway.
He'll have handwritten the script to give to me. Pages, Andy. I want to see pages.
It's just going to be...
Fresh pages.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Top left to bottom right.
It's too fucking late, Andrew.
And on that note, join us for
we'll
that.
We'll see you. Right. With the air that's in my mind and in my soul, I'm driving blind. Got a picture in a box and it brings me to where I am. Yet the eyes are all up fixed on you, not me. For driving blind. And the first time will be the last time that you believe. You're falling as you decide. Down the whole world wide. We four cannot be retrieved. From all the way I'm here is now. But the worst that never comes, there's a person that'll set you straight. Canceling the force within my brain. Or flying high. The simulator has been disengaged. Face down the whole world wide. Before cannot be retrieved. From all the way I'm here is now. But the worst that ever comes, there's a person that'll set you straight.